perfect 的人去接受看。
是 anyone perfect here?
没有，所以我们都是跟学潮同病相怜的，都是。
So
都是有这个 weakness。
So we all have weaknesses, like Brother Abraham shared.
这个，当我听到这个时候啊，我是觉得我们每一个人都需要神的怜悯，把你的本来的 weak point 改变过来。
So when I heard this, I think that every one of us need God's mercy so that our weaknesses can be changed and transformed by God.
所以举个例讲，我也讲讲我的 weakness.
So for example, I can talk about some of my weaknesses.
我的 weakness 是什么呢？不能够 persistent.
My weakness
坚持下去。
My weakness is that I'm not persistent.
这个读书也好，做事也好，做了一半，哎呀，太累了，太累是应该休息。但是有时候休息就是太长了。
So for me, sometimes whether it's studying, whether it's working, I work till I get really tired, and sometimes it's good to have rest, but sometimes when I rest, I just don't pick it up for a long time.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹，我们依靠神，我们信神，我们不能改变。神可以改变我们的生命，所以你给神祷告，主啊，我有这样子的缺点，我求你来改变我。
So when we believe God and trust in God, we still can't change ourselves, and so we need to come to God and say, Lord, I can't change myself, but you can change me. Please change me.
很重要的一点，你要知道你自己的缺点、错处。
And the most important thing is that you need to know your weaknesses.
当你知道你自己的时候，你可以向神呼吁，向神祷告。你说神啊，我的帮助从哪里来的？我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来的，他可以改变我。
So when you know your weaknesses, you can plead to God and say, "Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord." The maker of heaven and earth, and he can change you.
一个，这是我个人，我要需要改变。
And for me, this is what I need to change.
刚刚又听了第二个姐妹的那个见证了，我说她说，若有人没有爱耶稣，要超过他父母亲爱他父母亲的。就不能做我的门徒，在路加福音上面的，对不对？
And then the second testimony by Sister Linda, regarding the chapter from Matthew talking about
from Luke.
From Luke, that if there's one who does not love God more than their parents, siblings, and family.Members, then they're not fit to go into the heaven, kingdom of heaven.
你我有没有想到一个真正的事实？这个真正的事实是什么呢？你神晓得你爱你的父母亲很多啊，那个神不是妒忌，神是讲他的真理啊。为什么神说你可以放手？因为神讲这个话的时候，神讲这个话说，神爱你的父母亲比你爱你的父母亲多多了，对不对？天父嘛，天上的父嘛。
So when God tells us that we need to love him more than we love our parents and our family members, it's not out of envy, it's not because he's jealous, but because that he loves our parents more than we do. We can ever love our parents, and he's going to take care of them.
所以你看到这个路加福音以后啊，这路加福音以后，你可以给神祷告，主啊，我交给你了。你爱他比我更多了，对不对？
So after reading Luke, you can say to God, Lord, I give him or her into your hands because you love him or her more than we do.
这个人往往是容易说，不容易做出来。所以你求恳求神呢，主啊，你给我力量，能够做出来。
So people for us, a lot of the times it's easier to say and than do certain things. So sometimes we need to come to God and ask God to give us strength to carry out His commandments.
Yeah, 我相信啊，神是爱，神是一个帮助我们的。在那个啊希伯来书上面，他就我记得哪一节我就不晓得了。十三章哪一节？他说：“神的永能、神性，他从来不改变的。以前这样子，现在这样子，以后也是这样子。他永远是爱我们的每一个人的。他爱你的父母亲，他爱你的家里人。哦”我讲到这里的时候，我有一个孩子，他是奥德人。哦，我有时候真是想哭啊，越哭无泪啊。我说神啊，我没有办法，你有办法，我交给你。
Just like from Hebrews chapter 13, it was talking about how God, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That He's going to be there for us throughout all the difficulties. So when I think about this, I think about my son who has autism, and sometimes when I think about it, I really don't know what to do, and sometimes I want to cry, and I ask God to help me.
他有时候想哭，嘴巴一拉就想哭了。我马上抱了他，我说你不要哭，你不要哭。哭了以后，常常他会自己伤害自己。
So sometimes my son, he cries all of a sudden, and after he cries, he wants to harm himself. And I tell him, you know, don't cry. You know, I hug him and make sure that, you know, he doesn't harm himself.
假如我发现的早，就抱住他，给他讲耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，他会止住。
And if I find out early, I'll hold him, and then I will keep telling him that, you know, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you, and he wouldn't harm himself.
弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们悲伤到一个程度啊，越哭无泪，眼睛都没有泪水流出来的。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes we are so sad to a point where tears wouldn't even come to our eyes.
所以归根结底啊，就是我们要依靠神，依靠神来改变我们自己，来改变我们自己。他爱我们地上的每一个人，你所思的，你所想的，一切他都知道。
So at the end of the day, we need to know that God loves every one of us, and every thought you have, you know, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, God understands it all.
对的，谢谢耶稣让我听到这样子美好的见证。我们低头有个祷告。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你的恩典怜悯就在我们身旁。主耶稣，这是我们有时候没有发现的。主耶稣，我们这个时候为这里的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告，我们都有我们的难处，我们都有我们的短处。发怜悯慈悲的神啊，愿你的恩典临到我们这里每一个家，每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个孩子。你是看顾我们的好牧人，而且你最知道我们。主耶稣，当我们每一次低头向你祷告的时候，我们知道 你就在垂听我们的祷告，你知道一切在我们身上所发生的一切。主耶稣，愿你的恩典怜悯天天临到我们的这里的每一个家人，每一个孩子。主耶稣，在你里面，在你里面胜过了一切，让我们在你里面平安的度日子，也听我们每一个人有声无声的祷告。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我今天要讲的呢，是讲那个，我不晓得大家有没有看过那个新约圣经啊？有没有看过一遍？有看过一遍啊？
So today I want to share and I want to ask, I'm not sure if everyone has read the New Testament at least once.
我相信有的人是会没有的。
I think maybe there are a few people who haven't had a chance to.
没有的，我希望你要给耶稣祷告，你说让我有这样的心，起码把新约圣经要读一遍。
So if you haven't, pray to God to ask Him to help you to at least read through the New Testament once.
神的话语跟神的圣灵是平行的。
God's words and His Holy Spirit, they're parallel.
当你不读圣经，光来聚会不可以的。
When you don't read the Bible, you just come to church, it's not okay.
这个在人看来，或许你是信耶稣的。
To other people, you might be a Christian.
在你心里面，你有没有一个问号？我是 Christian 吗
？Do you have a question mark in your heart? Am I a Christian?
弟兄姐妹，你来聚会，你一定要读圣经。一定要读圣经。
So brothers and sisters, when you
你起码圣经一年。要读新约圣经，最起码的要读一遍。
So brothers and sisters, when you come, you should read at least once, the New Testament once every year.
当我们读新约圣经的时候啊，读过圣经的人就晓得，读到希伯来书那个时候，好像希伯来书是一条界限。把新约里面的分成两部分。
For those of you who have read New Testament before, you will find that when you reach Hebrews in the New Testament, you'll find that it's like a boundary that divides the New Testament into half.
希伯来书就是说，啊，你读到这里的时候，好像打篮球，一个教练就是说。前半场打完了，后半场就要开始了。胡天书，那个前半场呢，是讲那个四福音啊，这个书信啊这些东西，对不对？那打了，读到希伯来的时候，你发现这里有一个界限，就这个教练呢，就给这个打后半场的五个人呢、啊，五个人刚好是五个人啊。约翰、雅各、犹大，还有什么？
雅各、彼得、约翰、犹大、提多，
不是提多，提多这个最主要的一个答的人是耶稣，在我们当中。耶稣是打篮球的话，他打中锋。是真的。
So, when you read Hebrews, you'll find that it's like a boundary that divides the New Testament into two parts. Just like a coach in basketball, you have the first half and the second half. So the Hebrews is like a boundary. It's like the break in between. You know, in the first part, it's just talking about the four Gospels and other books. But then the second half, I guess more intense.
下半场呢，打的是什么呢？是生命的 生命，最注重生命。
嗯，
是
的。So、the,
所以这个是弟兄姐妹，你一定要好好的读。
So the second half is talk. It's a battle of our lives, for our lives. So that's why it's very important that we read it carefully.
启示录呢，给我们一个观点，就是说耶稣是至终是一个得胜者。
So Revelation gives us a perspective and understanding that Jesus Christ is ultimately the overcomer.
他是得胜者。
He's an overcomer.
你我他都是得胜者，要胜过魔鬼撒旦一切的工作。
So that you and I and everyone involved are also overcomers to overcome the works of Satan.
Yeah, 所以我今天要来讲的呢，就讲里面的一卷书很普通的那一卷书，就是《约翰一书》。
So today I wanted to share a book from the New Testament, and it's John 1st.
First John,
sorry.
就可以打出来。这个约翰一书呢，是那个约翰写的，老约翰写的。那个撒都姆斯基啊，他说啊，他看到一个圣人，说那个约翰还没有死掉。
First John is written by John, and Pastor Sadhu said that he thought that he saw a saint, and he thought that it was John. So I personally can't say anything about it, but there's a rumor out there that he's still alive today.
那个在四福音里面的彼得就给耶稣讲了，这个人以后怎么样子？有没有这句话？有没有？
Just like Peter asked Jesus.
耶稣怎么回答？
来的时候，与你何干？
对，与你何干？这个人的前面的生命气息，与你无干，你做你自己的事情。就是那么简单的话，对不对？呀。
So just like Peter asked Jesus, what is going to happen to John? And Jesus said, if I want to, it has nothing to do with you. If I want him to live until I come back.The second time, it's none of your business, basically.
这个里面呢，我告诉大家，我也告诉我自己，因为我没有做到那个约翰一书的，所以我本来的计划呢，大家是说做了圆圈圈，大家来讨论，因为这个里面呢，是讲的东西呢，很那个，就是说。与主相交，住在主里面，主要的信息。你只把这个住在主里面，从第一章到第五章，通通都有住在主里面，对不对？你们读过这个约翰福音、约翰一书的人，读过没有？读过哈、啊？有没有人没有读过的？举举手看，有没有读过的？
So originally, a lot of the things that are mentioned in this book are things that I may not have yet to learned it myself. And originally, I thought it would be good that we can get in a circle and discuss it together. But the message of being in union with God and being, in living, abiding in God is...throughout the first five chapters of this book.
这个里面啊，住在主里面，从头到尾，通通都有的。你把这个读完的话，约翰一书读完了。
If you read throughout the chapters you mentioned about abiding in God, abiding in Christ. And so if you read through the chapters, if you get that message, then you have read 1 John.
这个这里面有一节，第一章里面第九节，第一章第九节，你们翻到了，能不能读一读？
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
好，读到这里，这一节圣经 是什么呢？开场白。开场牌，他一开始他说的，你要什么？认罪。一个人带了有罪的身体，带了你有罪的思想，能不能够亲近神啊？能不能够住在主里面啊？不能够住在主里面。所以你读这个圣经的时候啊，你要很仔细。这个句话 quotation 啊，很多人常常用啊。啊，你若自己认自己的罪，神可以洗净你，是不错。他洗净了以后，还有进一步是什么？他要你住在他里面了。你不住在他里面了，你又开始犯罪了。
First John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And this is like the opening. So before we can come to God to abide in him and have God abide in us, we need to first confess our sins so that our thoughts, our impure thoughts or actions or anything can be purified first before we come to God.
那个，我们来看看一章三节，好不好？
And let us also read chapter 1, verse 3.
我们一起读一下，好不好？来。
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
这样叫好。这里面就是开宗明义，就是讲得很清楚，对不对？我们就是说，哎呀，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。他看见什么？他听见什么？看见的、听见的都是主耶稣，对不对？他看见的、听见的，还有所摸过的，对不对？老约翰。他这个时候他是最后一个使徒，90年那个 AD 他才就是写这本书的，所以他是一个就是说他可以教导我们，因为主耶稣他摸过，他给他讲过话，他听过，他给他在一起过，所以他也给主里面有很好的交通，所以呢，我们读他的书的时候，
讲很多他没有办法。
OK, OK.
So First John chapter 1 verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And so what John is talking about, what we have seen and what we have heard. So what had he seen? What did he hear? So he has seen God, Jesus Christ. He was his disciple. He heard from God, Jesus, and he actually touched Jesus. He was with him. And so 90 years after Christ, and I, 90, 80, he wrote this book. And we can learn a lot from him because of his personal experience with Jesus Christ.
哦，翻得非常好，很好的记忆啊。所以呢，这个一章九节呢，就是说呢，是进入与神交通的。住在主里面的先决的条件，你假如说你从来不承认你自己的罪， 从来不承认自己有过错的，神不会跟你交通。
Chapter 1 verse 9 is a condition that we need to have to be able to abide in Christ. Because unless we confess our sins, if you never confess your sins and you never ask God to purify you, God cannot be have communion with you, cannot be one with you.
那个，我们看看我们自己，也看看，不愿意说自己有错的，不愿意承认自己有罪的啊，这一个人很难，几乎不可能住在主里面。所以我们假如一有罪的话，你马上给神祷告；一犯错了，对人一有错的话，你马上说 sorry， 我 sorry。
So, the person who never says sorry, who never thinks that he or she has any faults or weaknesses, it's very difficult it's impossible for that person to abide in Christ. And so that is why every time we realize we have made some mistakes or we have sinned, we need to call on to God right away and ask Him to forgive us our sins and purify us.
那个，所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们就是说，一个基督徒应该对罪蛮那个敏感的，蛮敏感的，啊，有什么事情啊不合神心意，就马上就是把它马上 straight out， 然后我们回到神面前去。
So as Christians, we need to be very sensitive to sin. So when something happens right away, something happened and right away we realize that we have sinned against God and we need to repent and turn around right away to come back to God.
好，那个我们再往下看，我们看一节经节好不好？来，那个一书二章二十七、二十八，来，我们一起来读读看。
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
小子们
啊，
二十八
吗？二十八，你多好，也好，也好。
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，
这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
好，我们就读到这里啊。那个这里就是很仔细的很告诉我们这个恩膏是什么。神的灵是什么？就是圣灵了，对不对？圣父、圣子、圣灵了，对不对？圣灵住了我们里面，就是圣父也在，圣灵也在，圣子也在，都在我们里面。
So verse 27 and 28, as for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. So when we...When the anointing here mentions, it is actually God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit teaching us about all things. And when we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we have the Father and the Son also living, abiding in our hearts.
很好，那个弟兄姐妹啊，我们读约翰福音，读约翰一书啊，这两。 书啊，应该是在连在一起的。他这个约翰一书啊，是约翰福音的后续，都讲得很清楚的。葡萄不能够离开枝子，不能离开，不能离开葡萄树，葡萄树里面很多的地方啊，你看一看，有很多的相似的地方。
So, First John is actually an extension of John in one of the four Gospels, and then the key message is that the vine cannot be separated from the branch.
我们可不可以住在主里面啊？我们这个肉体可不可以住啊？
Can our flesh be living in God's and abiding in God's presence?
只有借着圣灵。所以这个恩膏就是这个圣灵啊，这个有的时候圣灵很强烈，这个恩膏很厚厚厚的接近，对不对？所以这个我们整篇的那个约翰一书啊，都是讲什么住在主里，住在主里，住在恩膏里的。
So it's only through God's anointing that we can abide in Christ.When there's a strong sense of His anointing, then it will be easier for us to abide in Him.
我们再看一节圣经好不好？呀，我们看看那个约翰福音啊，14:17啊。
So let us read John 14, verse
17.我们一起来读一读来。来，我们一起来读吧。
就是真理的圣灵，
乃世人
不能
接
受
的，
因
为
见
他
也
不认识
他，
你们
却
认
识他，
因为
他
常与
你
们
同
在，
也
要
在
你们
里
面。好，我们要在你们里面，这是讲得很清楚吧？是不是啊？圣灵在我们里面，你看不看得见啊？你看不见，你摸也摸不到的，对不对？所以这个弟兄姐妹，神是一个无所不在、无所不是的神，他一直陪伴着我们的神。当我们犯罪的时候，这个圣灵就离开了我们。
John chapter 14 verse 17, the spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because he neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him for he lives with you and will be in you. So the Holy Spirit, whenever we sin, the Holy Spirit departs from us.
弟兄姐妹啊，很多的教会啊，都不讲圣灵的内住。住在圣灵里面，很多教会都讲到的话，就讲到很少很稀少。
So brothers and sisters, a lot of churches these days they don't really talk about the Holy Spirit abiding in us and us abiding in the Holy Spirit. And sometimes even when they mention about the Holy Spirit, it's very minimal.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹，我们就是说。要常常回到神里面，为什么？为我们自己祷告，为这个教会祷告，使教会呢能够，我们有一个自己有一个生命的改变。当我们生命的改变了以后，这个教会也改变，对不对
？So, brothers and sisters, we need to come back and to so that and to pray so that ask the Holy Spirit to change us from the inside out so that when we are changed the church can also be changed.
那个我们看看再看看第二处好不好？我们来，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。第三章第六节。
Verse 3 chapter 3 verse 6.
Yes. 住在他里面的就不犯罪。
约翰一
书三章第六节。
So First John chapter 3 verse 6. It says, "No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him."
弟兄姐妹，这里给我们看到一个事实，就是当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，我们不会犯罪，是不是啊？不会犯罪。那你们有没有这样子的经历啊？
And here it shows us a reality that when the Holy Spirit is abiding in us, we won't sin. And has anyone here has that experience before?
有没有这样的经历？啊，那个，当圣灵在你里面的时候，你绝对不会犯罪。绝对不会犯罪。我有一个这样的经历啊，以前我在餐馆打工，这个餐馆是很那个，厨房外面都是很热闹的地方，那一天不知道怎么搞的，什么东西都乱，外面、里面都是很不安，大家说话的说话。吵架的吵架，好像这样子。但是我里面有一个圣灵，他说：“保持安静，保持安静。”所以很多的时候啊，圣灵很恩待我。有时候很多的情形，外面很吵的时候，里面有一个很巩固的力量。不讲话，不开口，然后做该做的事情。所以弟兄姐妹，这个我们要常常跟神连在一起。
So have you had this such experience before that when the Holy Spirit is abiding in you, is living in you, and that you don't sin? And so I have had an experience. I had an experience when I was working at a restaurant working as a part-time job. One day it was very chaotic outside of the kitchen, and everybody there they were either arguing, fighting, or saying things. And I had this peace within me that just helped me to keep silent. And sometimes there are troubles on the outside. When we abide in God and the Holy Spirit is with us, we have this very strong sense of security and power to keep silent.
弟兄姐妹，这是真的，这是真的，并不是说我比人家好，没有。有时候圣灵做工啊，就是说你没有想到的，他特地的给你一个 protection.
So brothers and sisters, this is real, and it's not that because I am better than other people, but because when the Holy Spirit is working, He gives us special protection.
刚才他翻的是一个 part time, 我是 full time.
Okay.
It's okay. Yeah, 那个我们来看一节那个啊。加拉太书二章二十节。
So let's look at Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
可不可以打出来一下，好不好？二章二十节，加拉太书。大家啊，是，你读吧，好不好？
我们来读。
好，我们来读。对。
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，
乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
阿们。这句话里面呢，就是说保罗说的，我与什么，我与耶稣同钉十字架了，同钉十字架，你这个人就是完全死掉了，完全死掉了。
So chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So here, when it's talking about that when we are crucified with Christ, our flesh can no longer live.
这个说说很简单，很多基督徒包括我自己在内，我与耶稣同钉十字架了。很难做哦。
It's a lot easier said than done. A lot of Christians, including me, we said, "Oh, we've been crucified by Christ with Christ." However, it's very difficult to carry it out.
你忍耐，忍耐，忍耐到一个程度，忽然之间 explode 出来了。
Sometimes you're patient and you
有没有这个经
历? hold it, and then ultimately, suddenly, you just explode. And has anyone ever had that experience?
弟兄姐妹啊，我们都需要在神面前啊，致死我们的老我。
Brothers and sisters, we need to crucify or put to death our old self in God's presence.
我们可以试试看，好不好？有时候呀，我们致死我们呀，致死我们的老旧的肉体。
So we can try to crucify our flesh, our old self, with God's help.
你看，我们再读这几节圣经啊，你看啊，约翰一书三章十一节。读到什么？彼此相爱啊！那然后三章二十三节，我们也读到彼此相爱啊。那个，然后四章第七节，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的啊。然后约翰一书。第四章十二节，啊，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，啊，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。这个彼此相爱重不重要？重要。约翰的一书、二书都是讲彼此相爱，啊。
First John chapter 3 verse 11, it says, this is the message you heard from the beginning, we shall love one another. I'm going to chapter 3 verse 23, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ, to love one another as he commanded us. And if we look at chapter 4 verse 7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And then last verse, chapter 4, verse 12, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us.
那现在我们再看一个，啊，圣经，神讲的话，你们要彼此相爱，对不对？有的人不可爱，你还是要去爱他哦。有的人跟你对抗的，跟你相反的，你还是要去爱他。
So here is talking about loving one another, even loving those who are not lovable, even the people who come against you, you still need to love them.
这里我最后有一个问题，我们大家来回答看看，为什么我们？在外面 那当然了，不能彼此相爱了。对，我们在教会里面，可不可能彼此相爱啊？
So here I want to ask a question. Why is it that it's hard for other people, for us to love one another? So outside of the church, it's obvious to see that, you know, it's hard for people to love one another. But inside the church, can we love one another?
我们可不可以彼此相爱啊？那现在我就这里有一个问题，为什么不能够彼此相爱？你们有这个问题，有这个答案的，你可以讲一讲，好不好？你有吗？没有听神的话。
坚持自己的。
坚持这个都很好。坚持自己，有时候你坚持自己，有时候折扇而骨折也是对的，对，
啊，
没有住在主，跑出去了。
So some responses, that we're not listening to God, we're not obeying God's words. Another one is we're not abiding.In Christ, and another one, sometimes we are persistent in our own ways. And
这个都很好，都是对的。
就是 have our own way, 就是
我们
要找自己的意思。
对，但是这些都很好，但你有没有？
骄傲吧，就是可能觉得说我比那个人好。
骄傲，这也是。
And sometimes it's pride that we feel that we're better than the other person.
不站在对方的立场来想。
这个是很好，不站在对方的立场。
Or we're not standing.
这个有时候不一定构成敌人呐。有时候这个都是很好的。最主要的一个问题是什么？有一个不饶恕的 spirit 在。
And so
unforgiving spirit.
And so all of that, all of the responses are great, you know.
对不对？这个人，我这个人是记恨的人嘛，但是我从来不讲，不讲的。我现在也是在改呀、啊。为什么？我有时候常常记恨的，连我父母亲错我都有时候也记在心里了。真的，我现在是慢慢在改。因为你里面有个 unforgiving spirit 在里面，这个东西呢，形成你，我不能跟你交往，那个，因为你对我做了坏事，对不对？ unforgiving spirit.
So all of the responses that you guys had were, you know, valid, and even including the one that we're not looking at things from other people's perspective, but the main thing that prevents us from loving one another is an unforgiving spirit. Sometimes when people have offended us, we don't want to have any relationship with them, or we don't want to have anything to do with those people because they did something bad to us, and we hold grudges. And take me for an example. I sometimes can be unforgiving, and I'm over the years I've been trying to change, and even sometimes.I hold grudges against my parents.
Yeah, 当在教会里面的时候，有一个人天天跟你吵反调的，你能不能够容纳他？
So when you're in church and there's someone who every single day they just do the opposite, say the opposite of what you are preaching, can you accept that person?
你能够爱他吗？
Can you love the person?
你能够吗
？Can you？
哦，我是想啊，很多的时候啊，远离了，你不能够给他和好，你远离他了，你会远离他，保持距离以测安全。
So for me，
对不对
？Sometimes I said if I can't love that person, at least I'll distance myself from that person. So if I have some distance, at least it will be safe.
当两个人有这个距离的时候，你能够彼此相爱吗
？When you have such a distance from each other, can two people love one another?
弟兄姐妹啊，圣经上告诉我们， 可以的，可以给他上。但是呢，这按照普通一般的情理的话啊，你一个人常常 offense 你的话，你很难给他在一起。
Actually, according to the Bible, it is possible to love that person. If someone continue to offend you, you know, it's very difficult to be with that person. But you can still love that person.
所以那个你要把那个不饶恕的灵啊，从你心里面拔除掉。
So you need to, get rid of the root of unforgiveness.
那个我们来看三处圣经好不好？第一处是箴言十六章第七节。
Let us read three parts scriptures. First one is Proverbs.
他不是你的仇敌一样的，给他还是给他很好，待他很好。耶和华使他，你跟他之间能够和睦，对不对
？So chapter 16 verse 7, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. So sometimes, when you do what's pleasing to God, and when you come to God, God can even make your enemy become your friend, and you guys can be at peace.
可以，可以，很好。
Okay.
那个，我们再看第二处圣经，十九章十一节，我们一起来读一读，好不好？十九章十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
那我们一起来读一读好不好？
人有见证就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀，
好不好？
好
啊，就是君子不计小人之过，然后还是待他还是像一个主内的弟兄，还是像一个朋友一样的，所以耶和华也是他的仇敌，跟他和好。
Okay. Chapter 19, verse 11. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. And so, just like the Chinese saying that a man will overlook the doing of a scoundrel, and that when you have when I'm sorry, what was the second part you said?
耶和华也是他的仇敌，与他和好。
Oh yeah. Oh, so the Jehovah is able to let his enemy be reconciled with him.
Very good translation. 弟兄姐妹啊，你我都应该不轻易发怒。很多人有个火爆的脾气，一不对了，马上就脸就改变了，马上就跳起来了。你们有没有遇到这样的人？有啊。
So there are some people who have a really bad temper. That if something is wrong, they automatically right away burst out in anger. Have you ever seen that?
我想 当然我们包括我们自己，有时候我们掩饰得很好，脸上还带了笑容呢。
Okay? And when I say this, it includes ourselves, and sometimes it's including us. We are very good at hiding and covering it up. We might even be still smiling in our face, but inside we're burning with anger.
这个笑是很好的，但是你里面的那个 anger 啊，就是说你要 quiet down， 就是好像真实没有。跟你的里外要合一，这个比较难做的。你可以假装，你可以骗得了人，骗不了神。
Smiling is good, but make sure that your inside and your outside are in unison, they align, because you can be angry inside and still smile on the outside. You can lie to people, but you can lie to God, because God sees everything.
Very good， 谢谢。那个还有第三处的圣经啊，是在箴言24:29。
So the third.
我希望这三节啊，圣经啊，你们都记在心里面，都记在心里面，好不好？啊，都记在心里面。
The next part, Proverbs 24:29。
我们一起来读好了，好不好？翻到了再过讲。
不可
说人怎样待我，我怎样待他，我必照他所行的报复他。
Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I will pay back.
这节圣经啊
，for what he did.
这三节圣经啊都很好，你常常要记住啊，常常要记在心里面。当你发怒的时候，你在心里面祷告啊，那个这个24:29啊，这个，因为你引起争战，啊，引起争战，他对你不好，你也对他不好，啊，这个东西的话，神要报复你，你知道他对你不好，你也是去这样对他不好的话，神要报复你。
So here, when you initiate conflict, even though that person may not be nice to you, but when you repay that person back, when you revenge, God is going to deal with you.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我想我今天就讲到这里了，已经快到一点钟了。
And so brothers and sisters,
we can 4-5, 那个你们可以自己来那个。看看那个，好不好？这样，那个我最主要是叫，就是讲这些圣经呢，就是我们要彼此相爱，啊，这个教会里面有爱就有前途，没有爱没有前途。
Okay,
互相包容，互相能够在一起啊，这是神的恩典，神的怜悯。那个前些日子，那个。那个有一个姐妹讲啊，她说，在我们的现实的环境里面啊，好人坏人啊，善人，这些人都是神安排在我们到四周的，神安排在我们四周的，所以我们要体贴神的心意，来去爱教会里面的每一个人，都可爱的。
So message for today is to love one another, and then the point 4 and 5 we can go over and review them later at home. So the key is to love one another. If a church has love, then there's a future for the church. If a church does not have love, then there's no future for the church. A sister Christ has once said that good people, bad people, kind people, or unkind people. Are all people who God has put in your lives, and that you know we need to love every one of them, and that when we love every one of them, we are actually pleasing God's will.
那个，这就是第三节给我们一个警戒啊，就是说，那个，even 他这个人对你不好。 你还是要好好待他。假如你不好待他的话，神看的眼里面，神会对你发怒的。
So the third scripture is mentioning that even if that person is treating you badly, you still need to love them back. If you treat them back badly as well, God is going to be angry with you.
我们最后来唱一个活出爱，好不好？这个诗歌。
So we're going to sing a hymn. Okay.
Oh, 心向世界活出爱，我们一起向世界活出爱，我们一起向世界活出爱。
我们现在那个弟兄姐妹唱这个歌的时候，有没有这个感动啊？有一个祷告的回音，好不好？
主啊，谢谢你让这首歌让我们想起主你的爱，你对我们的爱。主啊，你说让我们爱别人，有的时候我们真的爱不出来。但是主，因着你的爱，我们与你连在一起的时候，我们就可以爱出去。主，让我们天天来仰望赞美你的大能，在我们身上能够把我们的爱能够让我们孕育的越来越多，能够爱出去。主啊，当唱这首歌的时候，让我感觉到主啊，因着你的爱，我就可以爱出去。感谢赞美你，我们要归给你，祷告奉主。
阿亲爱的宝贵师真理的圣灵，求你把神的爱厚厚的浇灌在我们里面。主，我们来被你吸引来亲近你，我们向你求，愿你的爱来滋润我们，使我们能爱。我将祷告奉耶稣的名，
阿们。
求你帮助我可以活出你的生命，你是我的帮助，我倚靠你，我需要你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿们。
主耶稣，我们本不晓得什么是爱，是你在十字架上向我们显明什么是爱，你知道我们最深的需要，对我们是极深的恩典和怜悯。哦，主啊，你自己，哦，你这样的爱，我们知道我们最深的需要乃是从罪里面得释放，最深的需要乃是成就与阿爸父神的和好。你自己因此，哦，要成为肉身，在肉身里背负我们罪的重担，哦，为我们承受，哦，承受了咒诅，哦，偿还了罪债，并且你为我们胜过了死亡。主啊，今天是的，哦，真的是正如你对哦当时的门徒哦。如今记得圣经告诉我们所说的，主啊，我们好像当我们讲到爱的时候，我们自己觉得好像我们有爱，然而哦，你告诉我们是要爱你的仇敌哦，主啊，我们如果我们爱我们所爱的哦，那和罪孽有什么差别呢？是的，所以我们唯有当我们真的看到当我们遇到仇敌的时候，我们实在发现我们没有爱。然而你告诉我们确实真的是要爱我们仇敌。是的，如果我们按照我们天然人，我们怎么能做到呢？主啊，是的，在如今你告诉我们，你今天已经在我们里面行了何等奇妙的工作。我们旧人已经与你同钉十字架，现在是你的生命在我们里面。哦，主啊，我们今天因着你在我们里面，我们看到主啊，哦，甚至与我们为我们为敌的，他们不过是罪人，我们也曾经也像是罪人。有些我们现在是因着你哦，在我们里面开了我们的心窍，我们看到我们都是罪人哦，我们是在何等需要怜悯和怜悯，是你把怜悯的心放在我们的里面，以至于让我们真的哦，主啊，真的看到哦，真的何等的可怜，主啊，我们真的是在你面前一同要哦，做来你来真的是来哦，来在你面前得蒙你的恩典，以至于我们真的像哥林多前书所说的哦，我们不在我们自己在骄傲，我们的真理里面为别人包容，我、哦、为着别人的缘故，为着哦做来期盼你哦，来仰望你的恩典哦，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。是的，哦，主啊，是你的生命在我们里面，我们才有指望。帮助我们活在你的爱里面，以至于我们真的靠你有恩典能力，哦，活出的不再是我们自己，以至于我们真的能爱仇敌。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
阿门。
阿门。哈利路亚。哦。
哈利路亚。是的，主，你说爱既充满，就不再有惧怕。主，你说若爱既充满我们。主啊，我们也不会，我们就可以免了人的过，免了人的罪。
阿门。
主，求你的爱，主 借着你的圣灵，借你的灵，主啊，厚厚的浇灌在我们里面。哈利路亚，主啊，我们需要你。
阿门。
哈利路亚，帮助我们时时主啊渴慕住在里面，主啊帮助我们时时主啊有你的话要去遵行。
阿门。
因为你这是你赐给我们新的命令，就是要我们彼此相爱。哈利路亚，主啊。但是我们知道我做不出来，我们靠着我们自己做不出来，哈利路亚。但是主要靠着你，主要靠着你住在我们的恩膏，我们就可以。
阿门。
主的恩膏是真的，哈利路亚。主，我们感谢赞美你，哈利路亚。谢谢主，感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 主啊，谢谢你。哦，主啊，谢谢你。你的爱比山高。主啊，你的爱比海更深。主啊，你的爱长阔高深。主啊，要点燃在我们每一个人的心中，把你的爱火活出来，能够爱世上每一个人，把你的爱的福音传递给我们周围的亲朋好友。主耶稣，让你的爱，哦，让你的爱在这个教会里有根有基。当我们来到这个教会里面呢，就感觉得到这里有你的爱，这里不光是有你的爱，这里有圣灵也在里面运行着，把这个爱传递给来到这个教会里面的每一个人。耶稣，我们谢谢你今天让孩子能够分享啊，住在你里面，你也住在我们里面的信息。愿你恩待我们，让我们天天住在你里面，让你的圣灵恩膏在我们里面。主耶稣，我们谢谢你帮助我们，我们来仰望你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。谢谢大家。太久了。